Do you remember last episode when we told everyone that we were not drinking anymore?
I did pretty good. I would have a beer here and there.
Well,
Allie fucking let loose.
I did not.
I beg to differ.
Did I? Oh no.
Well, here we are, having a beverage.
And we're drinking again.
Partnered with pinkcherry.ca. Before we jump into this episode, I just want to let you guys know that they always have the best deals.
They have a sale on our favorite clitoris stimulator right now. And I'm not joking, you guys. Head over to pinkcherry.ca. The Womanizer Premium right now is on sale for $219. The regular price for this thing is $300. And we are not joking when we say it is going to be the best orgasm of your life.
It's insane. So, and it's a sleek black blue.
I have blue. She has black. They're beautiful.
It's a beautiful toy, and I just want to carry it around with me all day.
In the little, it does come in a little carry case as well. So if you see Nicole and I out there with little black bags,
you know what I'm doing in the bathroom.
Mind your business. Oh, fuck. Well, welcome to episode 24, you guys.
We have some spicy things to talk about.
Spicy as fuck, let me tell you.
I mean, when we're talking about spicy, we mean like spicy DMs. Spicy DMs that we get while you're in a relationship or like seeing somebody.
We want to go over what to do when you guys jump in, not jump.
Leap into a relationship and you just go full force.
Hop on over to the dark side. Is it the dark side?
I don't think it's that dark. I think it's happy place.
Dark. It is a happy place.
I think it's supposed to be a happy place.
I have a fucking announcement to make.
She is off the market.
I am officially...
This is sad. This is like I'm giving you away.
It's kind of like... I'm not going to say it's an end of the era because it's still going to be as juicy of an era as ever.
If not juicier.
So... Everyone who's listening.
You have a boyfriend.
I have a boyfriend.
I'm freaking out.
It's weird.
Okay, so I knew this day would eventually come. I knew it would come, but like I just thought maybe we would do a little bit more slutty things before.
It's okay. I can still do slutty things with him.
No, the point is to do slutty things with your single best friend.
Okay, that's fine. I'll get him to dress up and go to the bar that we'll be at and be like, look at that
just
guy.
Just be like, it's a stranger. Just role play? Yeah. I mean, okay.
That's
I'm down for it.
That's a hot ass idea.
I'm down for it.
I don't know if you got that far in Sex and the City, but Samantha does that with Smith Jared and they start doing all these different role playing scenarios and she'll be sitting at a bar with like her sunglasses on and he'll come over and like say something to her and then they'll go and fuck.
I saw it in a movie. I don't think it was Sex and the City. It was, oh my God, what's her name? Fuck, I can't remember. But I've seen something like that in a movie.
That's a nice fucking idea, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I have officially started a new chapter of my life.
Without me. This one is without me.
This is a different chapter. But that's okay because you're still part of the chapter.
I am the chapter.
Well, exactly.
You just turned the page without me.
He was like, you realize now you have to change your Facebook status to in a relationship with me. I was like, you don't even have Facebook. He's like, well, change it. I was like, I can't.
Sorry, we're still in a relationship technically.
So Nicole and I will remain in a relationship on Facebook, but...
In real life, Allie has a boyfriend... We are not going to say names. You'll find out on Instagram when they post a picture.
Coming soon to an Insta near you.
I mean, I'm seeing somebody.
I know.
But it's not.
It'll be official soon. Don't worry. I'll make it official for you.
I really like him.
My plan is to make it official. I was going to pop these, but...
it's not popable.
It's not pop. But what is that called? Bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Nicole also was seeing someone. So this is going to be a totally new era.
Like I said, we're flipping pages, but we're not together.
Yeah.
Well. We have a book together.
Yeah.
But flipping separate.
We've got a couple books. Speaking of having a couple of books, today is our 1 year anniversary. I started Stands on March 11th.
Happy anniversary.
I know.
Cheers. Today I met Allie and I told her that we were going to be best friends. And look at us.
And look at us now. Best friends. Lovers.
Sex advisors.
Sex advisors. Relationship advisors.
Go-getters.
Entrepreneurs.
Alcoholics.
Alcoholics, for sure.
Sluts.
Speaking of being an alcoholic slut.
A stripper. Drug addict. Just kidding.
So, just kidding. I like to think of Nicole and I's friendship as I'm the devil and she's the angel sometimes when it comes to things. And as we have mentioned in previous episodes, I love to get in Twitter wars. I absolutely love it.
Literally rolling my eyes right now.
I thrive off of it. Okay.
She's like, did you see what I posted on Twitter? I was like, I don't know how to work Twitter.
Nicole doesn't know how to work the Twitter. Like I do it, but it took a new turn the other day to Instagram.
What happened? Oh, Allie was being rude. So I deleted all the comments. I was like, nope, I'm not having this in my house.
I was only being rude because someone else was being rude.
Yeah, so whoever you are, it's fine if you
we
don't
know
like
you're
our...
listening to the podcast, like you clearly stated that you've listened to every single one of our podcasts.
She said every
yeah,
single one.
Yeah, she's like, I've listened to every one of your episodes.
Oh, good. Okay, well, maybe she can get some fucking advice on how to not be a cunt. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Of course, I love that word. Cunt.
Cunt, cunt, cunt.
Australians love it too, but they say it in a good manner.
I'm saying
fucking love that cunt, man.
I'm like, you're a cunt,
but we say
a
it
bad cunt.
Anyways, so yeah, so I got into a lovely Instagram war, but this bitch said she's listened to every single one of our episodes. So
she
it's
called
like,
us an airhead.
Airheads, kindergarten. What did she say? She said kindergarten children.
I didn't even read the
you
comments.
You guys sound like. She said some remark about kindergarten children, and then on top of that, she said, you guys have a sex podcast. Maybe you should start talking about primates and the evolution. Like, she was going on, and I was
I'm sorry. This is a sex and dating podcast. Yeah. If you don't like this, then go listen
then
to fucking
listen
Joe
to,
Rogan.
Exactly.
Which is great.
Joe Rogan is fucking awesome, and yes. I think what he's doing is great, but this bitch was like, there's a reason why Joe Rogan is number one in podcast industry. Yeah, because A, he's famous.
Also, he has famous people on his podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, you guys should start talking about COVID vaccines and what's going on in the world. There are other podcasts for that.
I'm sorry. I already had COVID and I almost died.
Okay, you didn't, so you're dramatic. You did not almost die.
I was very ill, okay? But even... I still will not get the vaccine. Give mm-hmm. me COVID all day long.
Exactly. And like, she's like, yeah, maybe you should talk about the delay of COVID vaccines.
I don't know enough about
either,
it to even talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And it's
and
not my
other podcast for that. This genre is comedy because it's a sex comedy podcast.
Because we're fucking hilarious.
Bitch, mind your own business.
Go get your own vaccine.
Get your own fucking COVID podcast. Bitch.
Fuck. Do you know who I think it is?
Who?
I have an idea.
Why all of a sudden do you have an idea?
I'll tell you later.
Write it down on a piece of paper. She's... This is... Uh-oh. I don't know where I'm supposed to... Oh.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Maybe. Anyways, so I have a boyfriend. But we want to talk about today DMs in a relationship.
When you're single, you get all these DMs. Like, you'll post, like, a thirsty pic.
Yeah.
And you'll get, like, people sending the reaction, like, heart emoji or
fire.
Eye. Or height, heart eyes.
Hi
fire.
Eyes.
What?
That's what you said.
Hi, like, fire emojis. Mm-hmm. So, how do you, like, swerve those people? Like, do you post a little snippet of a guy's hand, like, on your Instagram
That's
story?
That's the classic thing
like,
girls do, eh?
I'm at dinner.
At dinner.
But there's
hand,
a dude.
A man hand in the fucking thing. You can clearly... like little... I did that once when...
Of course you have.
This was not the October that just passed, previous year. And I had dinner, and I cooked dinner for this guy, and I posted, and he had like was like waiting to eat, and but you could clearly tell they were man hands. And I was like, dinner with Bae.
But I didn't tag him. Exactly. The thing is, as soon as you post that first picture, mm-hmm. don't tag him, because people are going to be like, who the fuck mm-hmm. is she seeing? Keep it a mystery.
The best part about tagging a new relationship is if you have a business account, you can see how many times that fucking tag is clicked.
Also, I have a thing I learned off of TikTok, because TikTok is my new education. Yeah. So if you don't have a business account.
I don't know if I want to know this. I'm crazy enough.
No, it's exactly what we have and what we do already.
Oh, okay.
So, you know when you can choose like a poll? It's like you can choose this or that.
Yeah.
If you just type in his at sign.
I've seen this.
And you put it to the side so you can only choose one.
You can see how many times the person clicks
have
that.
Clicked. And then as soon as you click it, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah. I saw that on TikTok, actually.
Right?
It's fucking genius.
It is genius. But people who do it are fucking stupid.
Yeah. Well, when I dated, at this point, I don't care anymore to say names. Obviously, I'm going to keep my new man secret for a little bit. But when I was dating Justin, the amount of people that clicked on his thing when we first started dating, it was like 700 clicks.
Yeah.
It's insane. I was like, oh my God.
People want to know.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So how do you keep the thirsty bitches out of your DMs?
The thirsty bitches or thirsty dudes?
Both.
I don't think I have any thirsty bitches going for me. If you are, thank you. I feel very happy about that.
I'm sure we both have thirsty bitches. I have a thirsty bitch, actually, now that I think about it.
Who? She likes you?
This chick, I just know her from back in the day, and she sends me a million messages every day, and I don't ever respond, and I'm just like, okay, you need to calm down.
I don't want
to
be your friend.
No, I have enough.
I don't want to be your scissor sister.
No, I'm also good on that front.
You already have one.
Exactly.
Sitting across the table from you.
Yeah, baby. It is what it is.
I was going to literally... I could see it in your face.
I know. It's because we do this dumbass face motion when we do that. Why?
It's like...
For those of you watching this on YouTube...
You're going to get a full frontal. But no, I... Honestly... I know your man said block him.
Yeah.
But.
Ghost. I'm a ghost when it comes to that. How? So.
I just like, I read them and I like, if I kind of know them and they're like trying to hit on me but haven't made a move, I'll like it.
Yeah.
But I won't reply.
Mm-hmm.
But I just still feel so bad. I feel bad because I feel like I'm doing something sneaky behind their back when I really am not.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So he was saying that he would just leave people on red and ghost. And I'm the same way. I do that too. Same as you though. I've liked like it's when they send you that emoji reply to your story.
Yes.
You just like it.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. Cause we have tons of followers. People are always sending us shit.
What am I going to respond? LOL. Thanks.
Yeah.
Every time.
You just like it.
Our whole thing will be. Reply, LOL, thanks. Reply, LOL, yeah, thanks. Reply,
exactly. LOL, thanks. But that's the thing. It's funny. I saw a meme that said that. It's like, it's funny how you can just like someone's comment and then that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
It is.
But ever since, it's actually funny. Like, I'm weird. As soon as I start talking to someone and I see the potential going in the direction of dating, then I will stop responding to any other potential people that I had. Because I see more...
Your roster.
My roster, I clear it. But sometimes...
Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah. But think about this, actually. Sometimes that works to a disadvantage. Because say you clear your roster, and we're girls, so we start envisioning everything right away.
I can be like, we're having our wedding here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm already planning 9 trips with my man. Like, I've already said, we're going to Hawaii, we're going to Mexico, we're going here, we're going there. He's never been to the States, by the way.
What?
Nope.
Never. Does he have a criminal record?
Huh?
Does he have a criminal record?
No, he doesn't have a criminal record. He has a passport and everything, but he just has never been to the States at all.
Pardon?
I know.
What the fuck?
I know.
Who the hell is he?
Wild.
I haven't met him either, and me and Allie are going to go on a double date next Saturday, so if you see us out, leave us alone.
Yeah, do not.
So leave us alone.
Come over and say hi to us, whatever.
Be like, oh, there. That's the dude. That's the dude that they're talking about.
Don't worry, I'll be posting a photo with him next week, so you guys will finally get to see. Oh my god,
of course you are.
Obviously, we're going to Banff on Friday.
Oh, that'll be fun. I want to go.
I already told you you could come.
I work.
At 6.
Oh. I don't want a third wheel. It's your first day. It's okay.
Yeah, that's true. Let us have our time.
Oh, I will.
Anyways, we just got sidetracked there. So... yeah, so it can work to a disadvantage. So say you, like I said, you see all this potential with that guy, clear your roster, and then something fucking happens with this guy, and then you're like, fuck.
And then you have nobody.
I lost 9 of my other boyfriends.
I lost 9 dudes that were talking to me. Now they don't want anything to do with me.
But it's true. That makes me sound really fucking slutty, but.
It's true, and guys every do girl it too.
And guys do it guys too, exactly. Guys do it too.
Exactly. I know they do.
Oh, we all know they do.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm a ghoster. I'll just ghost you.
Yeah.
If I'm like I said, I'm in a relationship now. I haven't actually been talking to anyone for a while though. Like,
no.
I've been talking to this man
for... I have been good. What? I have been good.
I know. And I have been good too. Like the last time I hooked up with anyone was in New York City. That was in January.
At least you had sex this year.
Hey, I love that for me.
I had sex this year.
You had with my sex man. Probably the other day.
I didn't. Okay. I already told you. We hung out. So he's very busy lately and it kind of scares me a little bit. Like scares me because when I start talking to someone, I'm like, boom, we're in a relationship tomorrow.
Yeah.
You
make fun of me for that and you do the same thing.
I know because I just know you're crazy.
Oh, I know, and we all know I'm crazy, and...
I'm not that crazy.
You're not. You're a lot more chill than I am, but you're...
Thank you.
You are crazy, though, but you keep it main fucking tamed in, like, a little box.
Yeah, and I fucking put that box under my bed, and I put a lock on it, and I don't let it come out until I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Which is every weekend.
It's true.
Actually...
You're fucking nuts when you drink. You are.
It's because I keep everything bottled up.
So this is why. This is.
Okay, but this is why.
This is why we're different. I just let it all out.
You have too much to let out.
Trust me. I know.
Half the time I'm like, Allie, you need to stop getting into Twitter wars.
Oh.
Or Instagram. Or
fuck that bitch.
But anyways. Where was I going?
I don't know, but my man's going out the door. Crazy, and I had to apologize the other night. I was like, listen.
Oh, yeah.
Why did I even get mad?
You have no reason to get mad ever, but you just find a way.
You know.
You sit there and you just think, you're like, he didn't send me
a heart emoji today.
Yeah, I'm so mad.
I'm and you pissed.
You sit there and you just stew. And you just, like, think of something I can say. You're like that fucking TikTok today.
The dog one I posted? Yeah. When you haven't started an argument with your boyfriend in a couple hours? Yeah, I sent it to him. He's like, that's you. I was like, I know.
That is you to a T.
I don't do it on purpose. I do it just because
I think
I'm
you do it on
unstable.
You need some drugs of some sort.
I need something. Pass Ritalin. Me a White Claw, speaking of our drinking problem. Our podcast studio is beside a fridge, so we have easy access to crack a claw every now and then. It's nice. All right.
Again, I always get sidetracked because I want to know your stories, but I never want to tell mine because, like I said, I keep everything bottled up.
Yeah, but you're usually with me when I'm crazy.
I know.
I got mad last night because I was going to go to Vancouver today. And he's like, babe, I have to work. I was like, well, fuck this. You don't love me. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh.
I literally was like, Allie, you're going to go there for 24 hours when he's coming next weekend for the whole weekend.
Yeah, but I proceeded to let him know how I felt. I'm so crazy. I hate it. I am unstable.
I don't know how you have gone through life.
Me either.
I'm worried for you.
It's fine.
I am passing on my worries to your boyfriend now, so I don't have to deal with it.
No, you'll still have to deal with it.
When he's not here.
He's
never here.
A while.
Cool.
It's fine. So I will never forget this time though. Okay, so let's backtrack to our DM conversation. But I've been in so many shitty relationships, as you know, as everyone knows. And so being in a healthy one is already been very different for me. And I will never forget the time. This obviously stems to why I'm so worried about... I have problems with social media and relationships because I get very nervous. Because I've been that girl who has followed a guy, blown up his DMs. I know how girls are.
Yeah.
And so whenever I see a new girl following, I guess, my boyfriend, I get nervous.
But like, why do you see that they're following a new girl? Or why do you see the, you know what I mean?
Because
you creep and you do it to yourself.
I know I do it to myself.
You need to stop doing that to yourself.
So we had a conversation about this, which was the most mature conversation I've ever had. It was weird because I was just like, hey, because he said to me, he's like, I don't fight in relationships. I want you to know this. We're going to fucking talk like adults if there's a problem.
Well, Allie loves to put up a fight. So you're in for a fucking treat.
I was like, okay, this is nice. We're going to talk like adults. Great. And I said, okay, it makes me a little uncomfortable that you have, whenever you go out, new girls are following you. So like, are you still on dating apps or are you just meeting girls in bars? He's like, you need to realize I am faithful. He's like, I am a social butterfly. And I was like, so am I. And he's like, so then you need to just not worry.
And be crazy.
And stop being crazy. He didn't say that,
but that's what he was getting at.
In a nice way. Like, it was like wrapped in pretty pink paper. Yeah.
And like put on the bed, your bedside table.
Yeah.
And like left there.
Yeah. He's like, don't worry, I'll straighten you out. So anyways, oh, we always get so sidetracked. When I was dating my ex, I will never forget the day we woke up. We were laying in bed and I was spooning him. Okay.
Okay.
And he grabbed his phone to look at it. I think he thought I was still sleeping because I was not, we weren't talking. I was just, you know, snuggled up.
Yeah.
But I could still see. And he had his phone and he had like 7 DMs and he just started deleting them.
He didn't even open them.
He would open, so I would watch, like, you could see the previous conversation. She'd respond, then he'd delete it. Like, it was never there. It was just so shady. Do you not find that shady?
100%.
Oh, okay, because I can't tell by your facial expression
right now.
No, I'm sorry,
I was just, like, envisioning.
Yeah, he'd open
you
it.
You lying delete. There, and just, like, I was trying to, like, feel what you felt.
Yeah.
That, like, makes my stomach, like, my stomach's turning.
So this is...
Because I've... Oh, wow, I'm sweating now.
I know.
Like, that makes me sick.
It made me sick. Especially, so this is the other thing with social media. So obviously I have black hair, but he liked blondes. But he would, anytime like there's tons of hot blondes out there would follow. Obviously you can see when a new follower, if you log on, you can see they're at the top, but you can only do it on the internet, not on the app.
Allie is showing her true colors.
But you'd get a new follower, he would go to her account, and then you'd see a like from her photo 7 months ago, because he would scroll through, like. And to a girl, you're like, he wants me.
Yep.
That's how you know.
That's psycho.
Me?
No, not you. Him.
Oh, I know.
Like, especially
my stomach went to the floor.
Especially because he's in a relationship and he's going through all of this, just to like, you know, maybe get a response or DM. I don't think he ever like physically cheated on you.
I don't think he did either. I still am unsure on that front. I don't think he did. But the thing too was, is he was, what's the word? I don't know if it's, is it a narcissist? Is that what it was? No, manipulator.
He was a manipulator.
Because I'll never forget the day too when his best friend messaged me being like, where are you two guys? Because he wanted us to go and drink with him and his girlfriend. And he lost it on me. He was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Messaging.
Talking to my friend. I'm like, your friend literally just asked where we were.
Yeah. So that's definitely someone that's hiding something.
Yes, exactly.
Because if for him to flip a switch that fast over something that's like honestly not bad at all, then he's hiding something.
Exactly. He's like, he wants to fuck you. I'm like, I don't care if he wants to fuck me. I don't want to fuck him.
Who was that again?
So one of our old servers' boyfriend.
Right.
Was friends with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's the whole, like, opening the message and deleting it.
Yeah.
You have something to hide.
That's something to hide. Cheating isn't just physical.
No, it's not. It's emotional.
It's doing that.
It's doing that.
Talking to girls. Mm-hmm. And who cares if you're talking to girls?
Who cares?
Who cares?
You can have girlfriends.
You can have as many girlfriends as you want. I know some girls are like, girls and guys can't be friends. Okay, so me and Max, best friends. Like, yeah. We are good friends. So, like, if I ever have a boyfriend that has an issue with me going to hang out with him, then that's an issue for me.
100%.
That just doesn't fly. Yes, we've had history.
Yeah.
But we've made it very clear. There's nothing there.
Max is great. Like, I'm friends with Max.
Yeah.
I went for a drink with Max.
Yeah.
Like, Max is awesome. And he's for sure a guy that no guy should be worried about.
Fuck, meet him.
He could even come out for drinks with us next weekend. He'd be a fifth wheel. It'd be kind of weird.
Cool. It wouldn't be weird.
No, it wouldn't be weird.
It might
be a little weird.
It's just like, it's the first time you're seeing your guy.
It's fine.
So definitely the social media world is huge on relationships. And I know we talked about this in a couple episodes, like in one of our first episodes. But we just kind of wanted to like
revisit it now that I'm in a relationship.
And I'm almost there. I have been single for over a year and I have loved it. So you know what? He is very busy. We barely talk because he's so busy. He's starting a new company. Mm-hmm. So proud of him for that. And I mean, I'm busy. I work 6 days at Stan's and then I have this.
Yeah.
Like I'm busy too. So when things start to slow down, I think that's when we'll have more time for each other.
Well, so actually, this is actually going to tie into another question in a relationship, because how do you go about, okay, so say you make things official, but now you have to be like, so do you still have Hinge? Do you still have Bumble? Obviously, they shouldn't.
So when was that? That was like
that was last week
ago. What happened exactly?
I don't know, because you redownloaded Hinge to what?
I don't know. I think just see my messages. I had a shit ton of likes because I deleted the app, but I didn't deactivate my account. So I redownloaded it just to see, because I kind of wanted to look at his profile too and see if he was on it, because you can tell like if they change a picture or whatever. So then I noticed he's changed one of his bios. And I'm not going to say what it was, because it just like it threw me for a curveball. Screenshot it, sent it to Allie.
Because it was something that could have easily been directed at Nicole.
I still think it might have been
a little bit. I still do too, but.
But we were arguing over something fucking stupid. I don't even know what it was. Maybe because we didn't hang out one. I don't know. I think I let my box under my bed
her box
come out.
Came out and not her box, her crazy box.
My crazy box. I let it come out under my bed and just play for one night. And so then he said whatever he said on his profile. And then I screenshot it to him. I was like, thumbs up. I just sent a thumbs up.
Different.
And Allie was like, you better give it to him.
What the fuck? That's not okay. Blow up his phone. She's like, no.
I was like, no, I'm just going to send him a thumbs up. So then he responded in the morning. And he's like, I'm so sorry. Like, that definitely wasn't directed at you. My ex has a podcast as well. And she was saying some shit, which I listened to it. And it's whatever. It's fucking stupid. So stupid. I listened to like 2 episodes.
I couldn't even get through a minute.
I tried to find the one that she was talking about him, and she didn't really say much, but she was kind of being a bitch about it.
Listen, we're not trying to tear down other podcasts, but your podcast is stupid.
I kind of want to say what it is. No.
No, don't
give her. Anyways, and then he's like, I'm sorry. He's like, how about we just both like delete our Hinges? I was like, okay.
So, but like, delete?
No,
or deactivate your account.
I deactivated mine. So I got to find out if he fully deactivated it.
Oh, how are you going to find that out?
I don't know.
You're going to have to make a fake Hinge.
And try and find him. Left, 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 left.
That's what happened to me and you know who. Fucking Kyler back in the day. I'm going to say his name. I don't give a fuck. He listens.
Who's Kyler?
Remember when he was the one I went on 3 dates with and nothing happened.
Oh, one that lives by me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I saw him on Hinge.
Yeah.
He kept popping up the first person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Firefighter. We never talked about that.
Firefighter.
We didn't want to.
Oh my god, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was a doozy.
I don't
want
to talk
one.
About
no,
him.
No, we don't have to. But,
yeah, I don't know how I'm going to find that out.
I said, you're going to have to make a fake account.
No.
Or ask one of our friends to look.
I'm just going to be blunt about it.
You know what? What you don't know doesn't hurt you. I hate that saying.
No, because it's burning in the back of my brain.
Oh,
I can
no.
feel it.
Yeah, I know.
But that's one thing, is I keep all my craziness in a box, but if I need to ask something, I will ask it. You let it all out and just go fucking buck wild.
Because A, I'm an Aries. B,
I'm an Aries.
I'm Italian.
I'm a fucking Scorpio. What does that mean?
It means you're chill.
Mm.
Is Scorpio the balanced one? The balancing,
I don't know.
Sign. Anyways, no, it's not. That's
like Cancer or something.
I don't know.
Leo.
Anyways, so I said to him, my man, the other day, I was like, so I just re-downloaded Hinge and deactivated my account, just so you know.
And he's probably like, cool.
He's like, oh, so it's official now. I was like, yep.
That's literally how she got a boyfriend. So if I were to say that, I would probably not have a boyfriend.
That's not how I got a boyfriend.
No, you literally said, can you be my boyfriend?
Yeah, because he said, I'm ready to date you anytime now. I said, well, I'm waiting for you to ask to be my boyfriend. He's like, well, can I be your boyfriend? I was like, well, am I your girlfriend? He's like, yep. I was like, well, I guess we're dating now. And that's the love story of
I wish
Allie.
It was that easy. And she was hammered. She didn't remember the next day.
Because then you took my phone and you're like, we're popping bottles and celebrating with champagne. And he's like, what?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Was I hammered?
You were at work.
So I was hammered. Oh, I was that night.
It's fine.
I had a few drinks.
It's fine. You know, I saw this TikTok today, this morning while I was scrolling through, and it was like, I don't know if you've probably seen this one, because anytime I send you one, you're like, yep, I sent you that, or I saw that, and then you'll send me something, I'll be like, yep, saw that 5 minutes ago. It's like you're on the same algorithm. And I saw this one today where it was like, this guy was cooking and his phone vibrates and he's like, hey babe, like, can you grab my phone?
Oh yeah.
And it's him playing the same character, but
she's like, what?
What? Yeah, I'm just doing the dishes. Who is it? She's like, you want me to grab your phone? Yeah. Grab Who is it?
It's your friends. They want to know if you want to hang out.
Yeah.
Tell them no, babe. I'm hanging with you. Yeah. Is that cool?
We're going apple picking for apple pie.
She's like freaking out. She's like, what the fuck? This is a good guy.
Yeah. First time in a healthy relationship. It's true, though.
Oh, I can't wait to be in one of those.
I know. It's life changing.
I might be in one soon.
Exactly.
I'm hoping and praying that he loves me.
The other thing, too, is when they turn their phone over.
Yeah. Where's your phone? What's it look like?
Recording our video, oh. You fucking idiot.
What's your phone? What it look like? Yeah, when they do that.
I can't. That fucking sends me over the edge.
I'm always... I've done this to my ex-boyfriend. I went like this. And then I flipped it over when we were at the dinner table. Because, I don't know, I just always put my phone beside me. I don't know why. Okay. It's like it's attached to me.
Yeah, but my phone's always on me, too.
But I always made sure our phones were like this. Because I was like, I'm not hiding anything. Are you hiding something?
Either hiding something if old the man. Phone's flipped over.
Old man. Yeah. Always. He was hiding something. Trust me.
Oh, we know. He was cheating.
Lying cheating.
Miami bitch.
That's what I think the reason why I wanted to go to Miami. Oh my
God. We're never going back there.
That's a lie. We're actually going, well, we keep saying this, June. We're going to Nashville in June.
Yeah, we keep saying that too.
I'm going whether we have to quarantine or not.
Oh, 100%.
I don't care.
Did we, like, so I don't know if we really clarified for our fans here, what you do when you get into a relationship, when you have a roster, like, what do you actually do? Do you just stop responding?
I just stop responding.
Completely.
Yeah. And then I just, like, kind of hope people get the hints. Like, if I'm getting more DMs, mm-hmm. I'll keep posting more of him mm-hmm. and more of his face and body and, like,
slowly work your way up. First, you get his hand. Then, slowly, you get the chest.
Then you just
kind of
do, like, this. And then you
a
move
a boomerang.
Away. Yeah. Like this. Like, an up and away.
Yeah. Or it's, like, just the table and just, like.
Yeah. Like, roof.
Yeah. Yeah. There was this one guy that was just, has been blowing my phone up, like, recently, like being like,
this was last night too.
Yeah. Hey, where are you?
You're weird.
Yeah. First of all, I don't even know who you are.
And I serve him all the times it stands, but he's only recently come in a lot in the past 2 weeks.
Because this man randomly had messaged me and I was like, who are you? You have fans. Like, what the fuck my friends are fans of yours. I'm like, what is that even supposed to mean? Are they on my OnlyFans or are they fans of how great I am? I'm not sure.
I think both.
Maybe. Who knows? But yeah, and I was like, okay, who? It doesn't matter.
Well, it does because you're talking about me and my life.
Kind of matters, man. Kind of matters. So anyways, yeah, and this man messaged me the other night when we were out. It was like, where are you? And Nicole and I were like, I'm like, I have a boyfriend, so I don't know where you think this conversation is going.
And he's like, oh, okay. Thanks
for
the heads up.
Thanks for clarifying. You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Have a nice day.
I bet you I won't see. Actually, you know what?
No, he'll probably be at Stan's tonight.
And the guy, what day is it? Thursday. The guy he's with normally used to come in all the time. All the time.
I'm going to come in tonight just so I can see. If I know who they
are.
Oh,
he'll be able to pinpoint you and be like, hey, I'm blah, blah, blah. What's his name even?
Who fucking knows?
John. Call him John.
Something with the J.
Oh.
It is, actually.
Good. We love the J's.
And we said J's were bad news.
And now we're both seeing the J.
Now we're both. Well, I'm dating a J again.
This one's good, though.
This is a healthy J.
We like J's.
We like J's now.
We like recent J's. Like joints. Joints and stuff.
I don't like joints. You like joints.
I like smoking weed.
You're an idiot. All right, you guys. Well, we say every episode.
Okay, watch what you say.
I know. I did it on purpose. Please go to our YouTube channel.
We have posted our review sex toy video from mm-hmm. Pink Cherry. So make sure you go like and subscribe.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Give us a 5-star on Apple Podcasts.
We're getting there.
We are. But as usual, the Fucked Up Podcast is powered by Blue Microphones.
The official microphone of the Fucked Up Podcast.
See you sexy fucks next Friday.